You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, where we're celebrating two on-air milestones. This is Lisa Berry, and we're talking to WEMU News Director David Fair, celebrating 25 years on the air, and also Michael Jewett, celebrating 35 years entertaining you with jazz and blues music. We'll pick up our conversation with Michael talking about his over three decades of on-air music show hosting here at WEMU. I know the Blues Hour is a popular part of Michael Jewett's shows here on WEMU. Have you been doing that the whole 35 years?
No. I can't even remember when we decided to kind of like do blues on a daily basis. It started out as just a little segment, and I said, "Well, why am I just doing 20 years? Just do the whole hour." So,
is that your passion?
Everything is a passion, you know, jazz, blues wise. You know, David was mentioned, you know, this was a job. This was like a real gift. Compared to what I had done previously for work, this was like, they're going to pay me to play Duke Ellington and Miles Davis and Muddy Waters records. Like, okay, that's cool. You know, like, this is like, yeah. So I've had what I would describe as probably the worst job in the world for a brief time.
And, what was that?
Well, I can't even tell us. I can't even tell. For 36 years, it's 35 and a half. I did the math.
I wondered why you had your calculator out.
Yeah, 36 years. I took care of lab animals in research facilities.
Yeah. That's got to be difficult.
Dirty, depressing, yeah, psychologically. Yeah, in fact, I'm having a physical reaction. There's no way I can think about this job and not have a physical. It's a rough work.
So. Another part of working here at WEMU and what you both do is relationships. And one of your longest relationships here, David Fair, is with Russ Collins.
That far outlasted my marriage.
How many years have you been doing cinema, Chad?
25 years.
How has that relationship evolved?
Well, you know, when I first started, Russ was right here and we didn't know each other. We had to kind of feel out how it was going to go, what our interaction was going to be, how the dynamic was going to be. But very quickly, it developed into a friendship.
Was it Russ's idea? How did Cinema Chat start?
Cinema Chat actually started before I got here.
No way.
It started with Joan Silvey in early 1994. And then she departed for greener pastures, in her estimation. And I took over for...
Was she doing it with Russ Collins?
Edition. She was doing it with Russ Collins.
So Russ has been here a long time.
He's been here, 25 plus years. So
you step in.
I stepped in, and we've become very good friends. We've got to share the air for 25 years. But most importantly, we have gotten to, both on and off the air, talk about this dynamic that is Washtenaw County and how it interacts with the arts and cultural community, how it interacts with WEMU, what our little role is in the stitch in the fabric of Washtenaw County and the arts and cultural scene in Southeast Michigan. And when you start talking with other people who have that deep desire and passion to let the world know about it, then all you can do is be excited and inspired.
And Michael Jewett and the Jewett family has deep roots in this community.
Yeah, like the 50s, the 1850s.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like.
Tell us about some of those relatives in case people don't know.
Well, most people know my father, Coleman Jewett, who's a longtime educator in the Ann Arbor Public School System and a fixture at the farmer's market just in the past few years.
And will be forevermore.
Yeah,
that's right.
The beautiful monuments they made.
In his honor,
with the Adirondack chairs and a nice plaque at the farmer's market. The jazz connection, though, is Coleman's dad, Richard Jewett, who was the jazz aficionado and the photographer and everything. He was like the first jazz. I had a lot of jazz loving, music loving folks. So actually, you know, when I got into jazz, it was like, oh, this is what they were into. Now I get it.
How old were you when you got into jazz?
Like 17, 18, 19.
Okay.
In that era, I had discovered kind of like Robert Johnson, Muddy Waters blues, and there was like Duke Ellington reissues of his Carnegie Hall concerts right around the same era. So, my musical coming of age and whatnot was the late 70s through the early 80s. And I started here in 83, and I was already, really, really into jazz, and then it just became like this explosion. Like, oh, wow, it's like there's, 20,000, 30,000 records. Let's play them all, you know? It's like, yeah, so, yeah.
We're celebrating anniversaries here at WEMU. David Fair, at least 25 years now. 35 and a half years for Michael Jewett.
Thank you.
Moving forward, what would you like to see happen, David Fair?
Oh, another nap.
I knew there would not be a straight answer there.
Like I said, the aspirations for what I would like the WEMU News Department to become, I just want to keep striving to be more and to be better. And if we can find a way to raise the kind of revenue necessary, as much as WEMU does, and as much as we can accomplish with the small staff that we have, there is a vacuum of information in this area. Yeah. And we are very reactive instead of proactive as a news department, and that's the only way we can be right now. However, we have opportunity. We have created partnerships with other organizations and institutions in the community. That's a great start. But we have to find a way where we can actually dive into the issues in the community and be able to tell stories that are much richer, much deeper, and touch more people and actually affect change.
And what about you as far as your 25-year radio career is concerned? What words would you hope someone would use to describe you?
Oh, it's not up for me to decide at all.
Take it for
what you will. I will continue to come in and work every day, and I hope it matters, but that is entirely up to you to decide. I will say this, that I'm reflecting as we sit here and think about all these things, something I hadn't thought about in a long time. Michael, do you remember your very first day, your very first shift,
the first time you cracked the microphone?
I can tell you,
it was really nerve-wracking. I can't tell you what I played like earlier today or last week, but
right.
I can tell you exactly the first song that I played. I remember exactly what it is.
What was it?
I rarely play it anymore because I don't want to jinx it. It's a great record by a saxophonist named Von Freeman, title track of an album called Doing It Right Now, which is kind of like a personal anthem of mine.
And you'll never forget that.
Yeah.
You'll never forget that. Now, my first day on the radio, I actually started here part-time about a month and a half before I took over the morning edition position.
Yeah, so you're the new guy, aren't you?
I was the new guy.
You're the new guy.
That's right. So I was filling in part-time on All Things Considered. And the first time I took the microphone, I look over in this little window we have in the studio here at WEMU. The general manager, Art Timko, had his face pressed against the window. The news director at the time, Clark Smith, had his face pressed against the window. Linda Yawn had her face pressed against the window. They're all staring at me. That was absolutely nerve-wracking.
Welcome to the club.
I got done with the newscast. They opened the door, and they're like, it was all right. So when I conclude, whether it's in year 25, 26, 35, or 36, whatever it is, I want to see all those faces in the window again.
Oh, all right. We'll start working on that. And Michael Jewett, moving forward, where do you see yourself?
Maybe another dog. Our last dog.
I knew neither one of you would give me a straight. Let me rephrase the question. Michael Jewett, moving forward, where do you see you in your radio career?
I'm doing it now. This is it.
This is it.
So at some point I know it will end, and I don't know when that'll be. But, yeah, this is it. Yeah. And assuming that the schedule doesn't change too much, it's like there'll be a blues record, which will be the last blues record. And that'll be the book, and I'll remember
the first jazz record.
The Von Freeman record. And it's like, yeah. So I will do whatever I can, because I'm very good skilled at working the clock, what they call this. I will do whatever I can. The last blues record I play will be Elmore James. I don't know which Elmore James record.
Oh, I've got suggestions.
Yeah, probably End on the Sky is Crying.
Oh, that's the one.
So, regardless of what it is, when that ends, the last record I play on WMU will be The Sky is Crying. Elmore James.
We're not here to talk about endings. We're here to celebrate some great careers in radio here.
I feel complete.
At WEMU. David Fair, your news director. You wake up with him every morning. Congratulations and best of luck moving forward.
So Lisa Berry, do you remember your first day at WEMU?
Well, I was in training for a while.
You're supposed to say yes, David. Oh. You got me flowers.
Yes, David. I came in, and I don't even know how you knew that. I'm a flower person, and David Fair had got me flowers. They were multicolored daisies or mums.
Oh, nice.
You were here before me.
You were a sweetheart. What a
sweetheart. You were supposed to give me flowers.
Well, I tell you, one of the highlights for David and I both is your arrival. Yeah.
Aww.
Just like one of the most universal.
Without question.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the – how anybody that works at WMU could be universally as well liked and thought of and held in high regard as you is just, yeah.
Well, as I said at the opening of this interview, I'm honored, truly heartfelt honored to work with both of you and help share your stories with our listeners here on 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.